online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin! Get up, get on the floor. My world is lit.
It didn't come out. It didn't come out. It didn't come out. It didn't come out.
Don't let that stop you.
It didn't come out.
Come on.
Fly. Why is my mouth?
That's what happens on episode 30.
Yeah.
Tell me, where's your warm up? Your vocal coaches want to know.
I didn't do my Ohio. I didn't do it.
You got to warm up the lips, the teeth, the tip of the tongue.
Ibbit, tibbit.
Okay.
Well, okay, everybody.
That's for you, podcast listeners.
Right. I think we're all warmed up now. Yes. Thank you, guys, out there so much tonight for joining us for this recap of the Dance Mom Show. I'm Candace Camacho. Thanks for joining us out there on YouTube. We appreciate you watching. Tonight we are here to recap season 5, episode
Infinity
30. The Dirty 30. Yes.
Ooh.
And it was a little bit dirty, actually, with some of the decisions that were made. Lots of twists and turns.
Ooh. Anytime you put one person versus another.
Yes, and then you change the rules. That is no bueno, Abby Lee Miller. No
that
bueno.
That's no good in Espanol.
Yeah. I'm learning. You know, I want to teach my child eventually, so we've got one down.
She can hear it.
One word down.
Right.
One word
like
down.
It.
All right. Yeah, and if you guys are out there on SoundCloud and iTunes, we really appreciate you listening as well. Keep us in the 5-star category if you're watching us on YouTube and you haven't subscribed. Please right now go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe to our channel. Give this video a thumbs up. You can tweet along with us at hashtag ABTVDanceMoms. And we appreciate your comments. We appreciate the views.
Oh, look, my thumb is in your shot.
That's Tony's thumb, just
That's
reminding you
nice
of the thumbs
thumb
up, everybody.
And you can just
tweet me directly. Candace _ Camacho. I appreciate the enthusiasm because I feel like we're just as enthusiastic on episode 30 as we were on episode 1.
If not more so. I am so enthusiastic.
At least it appears that way.
It appears that way. Yeah. Warming up.
Chrissy tried to get her hands in there too. She did it.
Just I'm bad spirit about that. Talk spirit with your hands. Well, it's hand dancing.
Yeah. Well, Christy, where can they find you?
Oh, everybody, y'all can hit me up at Christy Reports. I really like chatting with you about this show and all the other trashy reality TV shows that I do watch.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much all of them.
And, of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Aww. Hey, guys, I'd love to talk to you on Twitter and Instagram at J2Snyder.
All right.
Let's do this.
Yes. So Nia versus Kalani, winner takes all. And yes. Big congratulations. Slay launched on August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Slay.
What did you guys think of that? How many of you out there have actually downloaded it on iTunes already? Came out on August 4th.
It's doing great, so I can only assume that most of you have.
Yes, most of them, those 2 million Twitter followers of the real Nia Sue, have already downloaded that sucker.
That's right. We got a tweet tonight from Nia Sue 23 saying, hey, check out Slay. Download it. It's awesome.
Yeah. Good
stuff. Is that
the
real one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. So let's start it off. Kira is back. Yes. And I just, she's healthy and she's just got to take it easy. So I thought I'd start on a positive note. That's very, very positive. We're dealing this episode with the Marietta Dance Project with Aaron Babs.
Oh, Aaron's back.
Erin, yeah. Who do we prefer? Do we prefer Erin or Jeanette? Or
neither.
Neither.
Neither. You know,
they're pulling the same antics. It really doesn't matter either way.
Yeah, right. Well, here's
same storyline, right?
Here's the thing about both is that I feel like they are not officially on the show, and they're mm-hmm. trying to be on the show as, like, now the new rival. And I think there's a difference. Like, with Kathy, we dealt with her because it seemed like that rivalry was a little more real. But when it comes to Jeanette and Erin, like, I just feel like the producers are saying, okay, so now you're going to go in the room and do this. And they go, okay. And then they go in the room and do that. And it's like, doesn't seem authentic.
Yeah, there were some definite setups in this episode, huh?
Well, yeah, and Abby just doesn't care enough. Kind of going off what you're saying, I think it's that Abby doesn't care enough about MDP or Jeanette. Kathy, that was sort of a deep-rooted, long-standing thing. But these ladies, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I checked out MDP on the internet. Yeah. And they actually, their dance studio has a pretty high rating. Like, they say good things about the studio.
So. Well, their girls are good because last time they competed, ALDC lost to their Monster Under My Bed number, where they showed a little clip of them pulling the Abby voodoo doll out from underneath of their bed, which again is the same antics that we've seen and over
time and over again.
All right, so you know that they will be out for blood, and I was looking forward to what kind of shenanigans she was going to pull out of her cap, and we see some interesting things later. Mm-hmm. So. But the girls had a big win last week, so big congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. And again, Abby doesn't feel that the girls are in a physical condition for their big day coming up or mental condition.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And Holly asked a very good question if it had to do with the move. And like I said last week, I think that when you're in your bubble, which was Pittsburgh for them, you do the same things. You wake up, you go to school, you do dance, you go home, repeat the next day. Mm-hmm. Here, it's like they wake up, they have this show to do, they have these auditions to go to, they have these bookings, then they have, you know, everything else. So I think the foundation is getting lost.
Yeah. Plus, you know, different things have happened. Kalani has left a couple times, and Abby's putting them together, and they all want to do, you know, Nia's doing her thing, so there is a lot more happening.
Yeah, they're a bit of like a broken team.
A little
almost.
Bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good point. Even remember JoJo took off to Disneyland a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Like, they're having more opportunities, so.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our pyramid for our listeners, because we appreciate you guys out there. Okay, so the pyramid, JoJo is at the bottom, right, for messing up on the group dance.
And I didn't even notice that until they played the clip again.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Kendall's next because of dropping her scarf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which now that I saw how she did it, she had enough time to kind of like turn and find out where it is and then catch it.
I thought so too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like they paid her more money to drop it. They could have. Next we have Nia.
Same spot.
Yeah. Same spot.
And then same critique.
Same critique.
You showed up, you did what you had to do, and it was good.
Yeah, think of something else, guys. We want to hear it from her. Kalani is up at the next tier. She had great facials. Mm-hmm. Abby feels she's improving in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie is next. She performed until the end, which is really important.
Yeah.
They need to realize from the time you step in till the time you step out, you're always being judged. And she did a really great job on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie, because she had that gorgeous solo with that beautiful headpiece, she's on top.
But although her turns were not great, Abby said it might have been the headpiece, but your core is your core.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pull up on those abdominals that are painted on. Mm-hmm. Well, she has abdominals.
Those aren't painted on.
That's the,
mine are.
I was going to correct myself. So, anyway, the kids are going to Dance Kids USA in Anaheim, California. Why didn't we all four, like, show up to that?
We could.
Oh, yeah.
We should have.
Now I feel bad because I always saw the post about them, but I never went. Because it's far. Like,
that's why we didn't go, because it's far.
Well, I don't particularly like driving. You know, going from North Hollywood to Anaheim, that's like a day trip for me.
Tony, Athena, and I could have
carpooled.
You up.
Oh, I love Athena.
And believe me, your drive would have been very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Well, half of it would have been spent her warming up to me, and then the other half we would have been fine. fine.
Yeah. And then you could have sang along with our Christian music CD.
I would have.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Promises.
Yeah. Merchant on it. Okay, so our two girls that are competing for their spot at Nationals are Kalani and Nia.
Yes.
Kalani has Shades of Grey contemporary. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then Nia has a jazz solo. Bye-bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye.
Funky, funky, funky.
Oh, are you Felicia? Bye-bye.
So at some point, Abby said at the end of this week, they're going to know, we're all going to know who's going to Nationals. And I got excited. And then at the end, I got disappointed because we still don't know exactly.
Right.
Can I take this moment to, to raise a point?
Mm-hmm.
Why all of a sudden can only one person have a solo at Nationals?
There's a couple spots.
Yeah, so why are we acting like there's only one? Why is Abby acting like there's only one? Why?
Because maybe she's only going to submit one.
Well, yeah, but why would she do that anyway?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing just kind of reeks of a set-up storyline, because isn't the idea you want to have as many of your great dancers perform so that they can win as many awards as possible? Even if you know you've got three and only one can be first, you can get first and second and third.
So, now, they were competing in the teen division, right, though?
Well, there would fit into a couple different categories, two or three different categories, depending.
Yes.
But there would be more than one girl in each category, and why can't they all just do solos?
I think she only sends a couple girls. She doesn't send, like, everybody, like...
They won't do a group?
They do a group. Yeah, but for the solos, it's only a couple people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was remembering it, that it had happened.
Maybe it's that... There's one more spot because Maddie's going to get a solo.
I mean, we know Maddie's going to get a solo.
Right, of course.
So,
right.
So they're vying for the other solo.
That was what I assumed.
Because Kalani would be in a different category, Maddie would be in a different category, Mackenzie would be in a different category, right? I mean,
yeah. So it would make sense that she would send one person to each category.
Yeah.
Okay, so the group number is called Made in the Shade, and they are using some parasols.
That are not so parasol-y.
They're not so parasol-y.
They're not behaving.
They are a little bit on the flimsy side.
As all umbrellas are.
Oh,
wait, is a parasol different from an umbrella?
No.
It's prettier.
It's just has some lace. A parasol is like more for decoration.
Blocking the sun.
More for decoration. Blocking the sun, pretty in my like Sunday best hat.
Yeah. It's like the old fashioned sunglasses.
They
just
needed
think
parasols
you
for all the shade that MDP be throwing at them.
Oh, to shade. And that's why you guys keep tuning in week after week for comments like that. I'm going crazy with this pen today, but it matches.
That pen is really fun.
It's working for you.
Yeah. So Nia is not going to be in the group number because she's going to be working on her music video for Slay.
Yes.
Exciting stuff. And then there's a little bit of hoopla about why that's not fair.
Well, here's my thing. I commend Nia, first of all, for going to Abby and saying, hey, you know, just want to let you know, got my music video. So, and Abby said, well, you know, just to let you know, like, you're not in the group. Are you okay with that? She said, that's fine. And then Holly mentioned, oh, well, when Mackenzie got booked on Nickelodeon, like, she was still able to be a part of the group dance. But Kalani wasn't able to be a part of the group dance when she left and came back, and Abby didn't restructure that to include Kalani. So I feel like there have been times where people have not been able to do the group dance because of the number of rehearsals that they're doing. Maddie has not been able to be a part of a group dance because of previous bookings. So for me, I feel like it doesn't have to do with the person, but it could have to do with the project and the scheduling and how much you're going to miss out on, because you can't miss out on the majority of the rehearsals and then pop into a group dance and expect to, like, be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like Holly just started this episode off just kind of feeling like she was being picked on? Because it was definitely a through line through the whole...
That's just her demeanor now. It's kind of like, I don't want to say playing the victim, but just really, she's taken that underdog role.
Yeah,
is the way I want to phrase
she's
that.
She's kind of taking it and running with it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, why is no one happy for Nia? Like, Nia is, you know,
So much so that she's creating it, though.
Right, yeah. Right. That's the thing. She's actually feeding into that role.
Exactly.
I
felt like this was really, like, almost to fill up space for that episode, because we've been through it a lot. But the point with the props is that, you know, they take a lot of practice. So it did make sense that she wasn't going to be in this number, because she wasn't going to be there to, you know, practice with that
parasol.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they highlight the MDP next. They are talking about their group number. It's going to be extremely difficult because the girls aren't going to be able to see the last one standing. And we will talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah. Are you shaking your head?
Yeah, just because, I mean, she made it about Abby again, and it's just like,
I know. Mm-hmm. I tell you, it's got to be a prerequisite with the producers, because it's just too...
It's getting way too monotonous.
It's like,
look how tired you guys are of it.
Well, yeah.
I really am.
Yeah.
I really am.
It's like, find something else. Just go dance. Like, that's all you have to do. Just dance. Just show up, dance. It doesn't have to be about, well, we want to show the ALDC that, you know, they...
Just go and have a good time and forget, though, like, you give people so much power when you just keep revisiting them, and I'm going to get back at them, like... Just stand in your own power and go and do your own thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like at this point, an episode without all the antics and kind of the fake pushed prodding at Abby and all that, that would be unexpected and welcome at this point, because it would be something different.
And Kathy was able to do that. Kathy never once, that I can remember, and I'm pretty sure someone may remind me if it actually happened, but there was never a dance about Abby. But it was always about having a dance that would be better than whatever it was they were presenting.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
Yeah. I mean, Kathy was, you know, really great at the dressing room tirades.
Yes.
That is true.
And now they have the other gals copying them.
Mm-hmm. Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, wah.
Well, Abby comes up and she's talking to Kalani, and she wants Kalani. She makes a good valid point about Kalani needs to step into her personality and show off. She's like, you know, being like the perfect lines and the gorgeous legs and feet. She's like, I want to see it here. And I really agree with her, because I feel like she could push the envelope with all that a beautiful personality as well. And then Holly actually interrupts Nia's rehearsal, which I thought had a lot of, you know, balls or whatever, to go and head on over to her music rehearsal.
But see, this is a prime example of, you know...
Can you wait 10 minutes?
Like, you know, you could... Because then, if someone else had did that, it was like, well, what's more important? You know what I mean? The solo or Abby didn't have enough time to, well, because you have other stuff that you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I want to point out that Abby said, I always knew she was going to be a star.
She did.
We did hear
but
those
there was,
words.
There was follow, wow, it was followed by a but.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what that but was.
If any of you know what that butt was, would you tweet
she said
us?
She distinctly said, I always knew that she was going to be a star. Oh, but she doesn't know if she's able to handle all that's going on.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. That's what the butt was.
That she's got too much on her plate or something.
Which was cool. I thought that was cool that she recognized that.
Yeah.
And then another great point to this episode is that the kids are going to be judging at the competition.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
man.
You really can go either way with 13-year-olds, you know. Yeah. If they don't look good in that costume, they might, you know, judge it, you know, not too fair.
Well, I found it funny that, you know, I think Jess was more vocal about the kids judging and, you know, comparing Kalani's to Nia's solo. Like, that's so hip, and don't you think that she has a little bit of an edge? And it then took me back to Australia when I watched these girls critique the Australian dancers, and they really know their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were like, so on that turn that you did, just, you know, relevate up a little bit and make sure that, and with your arms. And I was just sitting there like, look good to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So kids definitely know what to look for, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't think that this particular competition would have put kids that didn't know what they were talking about.
I also feel that there's the potential that the kids are voting a little bit with a bias because they're a little bit enamored of ALDC.
That was my thought too, yeah.
And we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
What JJ meant by that was because of the popularity of the show, they think that they're going to vote for them and not for the other people because they are more popular.
Well, you use
some SAT words that I don't think some
are you saying did I?
Yeah, like anonymously and like you know and all that. Like no one knows. But you had people like whipping out a Webster dictionary trying to figure
out. Wow, thanks for translating that for me.
You've got the personality and the smarts here tonight on AfterBuzz.
That's what I'm here for, JJ.
No, but we'll talk about that later because. And not to, I don't blame them, not that I wouldn't kind of be in the same boat. Because mm-hmm. once you're familiar with something and you like it, you know, you're like, oh, Maddie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, we got to see a little bit of the sleigh rehearsal going on, which I was excited to see. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what Christy has to say. And JoJo shows up to make Mia feel more comfortable, and I was excited to see those two gonna work together again.
Yeah.
I found out that Holly's also gonna be in the video, which was an interesting.
Did you see that coat Jess had on? That big pink fur?
Redunculous.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Crazy.
Oh, why not?
And Holly's concerned that Mia's fans might not relate to her in this completely different genre. You know, the sexy girl. She's not like the little girl next door anymore. And so Mikey quickly tries to calm her fears, mm-hmm. and I feel like her fans will definitely still relate to her. I feel like if you're a Mia fan, she can do no wrong.
Right.
You know? And she still is very, like, gracious and kind and sweet, even though she's taking all of these crazy leaps.
Yeah, but it was like Holly sort of went, oh, wait, that's right, I'm a conservative mom who wouldn't actually approve of this, so I better tell Mikey to tone it down a bit, but then that lasted for about 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and he, I guess we could say, put her mind at ease, but really just sort of snowballed her, and she was just sort of like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right, it'll be totally fine.
He was like, you trust me, right? And she was like, yeah.
But so the whole exchange was weird, and I just want to say, too, you mentioned that they're in the video, second I heard that, I thought, I bet you they are going to regret that. Because it just gives people the ammo to say, like, oh, look at these moms. They're trying to be in the video, too. They're trying to get the fame, too. And I don't think that that is the case. But it certainly, that is a critique that they get a lot. And being in the music video doesn't help.
Do you think it brings down the level of professionalism a little bit?
Okay. Yeah. To have the moms in?
Yeah.
I think it's like cameos.
Yeah.
You know, Toni Braxton had her sisters in her video all the time. That's the only recent one that I can think of.
I thought that Holly's concern, like, when I saw images, like, when JoJo arrived on set and there was, like, graffiti, and it was a little bit more of, like, a street, like, vibe
mm-hmm.
than we've seen necessarily, you know, Nia in. And I thought that's where Holly's concern came from. Like, is this a little bit more
edgy?
Yeah, a little more street than like.
I feel like it still has that similar vibe to Star in Your Own Life.
Mm-hmm. But why is there all adults in a child's video? A child's music video that is for children to watch and consume and like. Mm-hmm. Why is it all adults in the video?
Well,
I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
You mean the other women, not even the moms? Like the other... Yeah, I was kind of...
Carmen Electra's also in the video.
Yeah!
With her Carmen Electra's out. I mean, why is that necessary? Why is she there?
I love
her to death, but she should be in my music video, not Nia's. I'm not making a music video. You know what I mean?
Can I be in it?
No. I would like to point out that not all of the people in the music video were women.
Right.
Right.
And that's cool.
Some were drag queens.
That's that's a cool vibe, like accepting who everyone is. But why did everyone have to be like adults that were pushing the envelope?
I mean it didn't sort of gel. Just like the combination of people to me.
Yeah.
Although do you guys hear them throw out the idea that it's any person. It's everyone belongs here at this beauty shop.
Yeah.
I like that idea, but I mean, Carmen Electra, well, I really think that they got her because she's a name.
Right.
I mean, most likely. Yeah, I mean, most likely. It's LA. When you have a connection and when you have someone that can push that video for Nia, why not?
That's what you do.
Who do you think brought Carmen to that video?
Mikey.
Yeah. Okay. Because Mikey worked with Robin Anton with the Pussycat Dolls. Mm-hmm. And you know, they used to have that show where they would invite guests.
The Search for the Next Pussycat Doll, which I watch every episode of as well.
Oh my God.
Some of those old episodes on VHS. That was a good show.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm excited about that.
I remember that era.
Like you seemed like someone that was waiting for a season two so that you could go audition for that.
Well, I didn't quite make it that far. But they did live like right on Hollywood Boulevard, and that was before I moved here, and I would like stop and run and be like, oh, Hollywood, and they're there. And it's like, yeah.
I actually go-go danced for the Pussycat Dolls in Las Vegas.
Really?
You did?
At the little burlesque theater, like when it was kind of an underground seedy thing?
No, when it was at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, jeez.
At Pure Nightclub.
And they would bring celebs in every week, right?
Yes, they had some go-go places out front, and I was one of those girls.
That's so cool. So, like, what celebrities guests spotted while you were there? Do you remember?
I don't remember. No. Not right.
Did you wear boots?
Oh, yeah. I wore boots.
Yay.
Yeah.
Will you give us a go-go lesson?
No.
Some go-go moves?
No.
She's a mom now.
That's where she draws the line.
I'm a mom now. I'm a mom now.
Did you say VHS tapes?
I did say VHS tapes. I don't have any way to watch them now.
Welcome to the conversation, person in the booth.
Oh my god!
Only our engineer even remembers what VHS tapes are.
I remember.
Everybody else out there is wondering.
I used to waitress at Larry Parker's Diner in Beverly Hills, and I made a milkshake for Carmen Electra. Back in the day.
So,
she eats milkshakes.
Did you slip your headshot
back in the day?
It?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why I remember. Did I slip my headshot? No.
She's cool though, right? She's nice. I've interviewed her. I've been around her.
Yeah. She was.
I saw Carmen Electra. I saw Pamela Anderson's coming back to me now.
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Ooh, things like that. People like that, rather.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that's how Carmen got in the mix.
Yes.
Okay. But whether she should have been there or not, I think it's still questionable.
And you know they told, like, I can just hear this, the pitch to Carmen, like, this girl's hot, she's totally up and coming, she's dance moms.
That was a nice little pep talk that she gave me, and that she was a fan of hers and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Wouldn't you be?
I would like to have seen her elaborate a little bit more on her pep talk. It felt like she was, like, a little bit nervous at the pep talk.
I mean, she didn't know what she was talking about. Tried to make her sound like she was a fan of Nia and she's watched the show, but she clearly hadn't and had no clue who Nia really was, so that's why, because it was fake.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Well, they should have prepped her a little bit more. You know?
She wants to star in her own life.
So weird. It was so weird. I love Carmen, and I love Nia, and I love Holly and Jessup JoJo, but all together.
Yeah, it was just a little bit odd.
And giving them a little credit, I don't think reality TV is all that easy to be genuine, because they're sticking cameras on you and going, go, do this, fake this, now.
Right. All right, so let's push the episode on past the thumbs. At some point, the moms actually taped together the parasols.
Oh,
And that was a very good idea because it made them like a lot stronger.
Yeah. I loved it. I was so proud of them. They're just like, we're the moms, we're coming to the rescue, we're going to make this work.
Because I was like, why is it their job to do it? But they took it on and they made it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Clearly they've taken on responsibilities like that many, many times.
Don't you feel that way? Like, did Melissa bring it up first? I just think she's had like years under her belt of fixing things like that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get to the competition.
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we skip the push-ups with Marietta?
And
can we skip
the... Get them off the concrete. Get them off the ground.
Just how ridiculous it was.
Girl.
Although
ridiculous.
I will say, when Abby said 85 degrees, I was like, well, that's not that hot.
They had their sweats on. Yeah.
They should have been doing that inside, like, more as, like, a team, not as, like, a show-off.
Yeah.
Right.
So... Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
This looks fun.
It is fun. All right. And then Abby throws a big temper tantrum when the other moms are chatting with her about how they seem superior and this and that. And then she goes on to say, don't talk about my students. You don't know my students, et cetera, et cetera. So we can just glide on through there.
Yeah. I think it was one of the moms made the comment about, like, how many... that it's now all about the money.
All about the money.
And how many students do you not have on Broadway that are still taking, like, your classes and everything. And I'm just like, that's rude. B, if it's not about if someone, if you bring your child or whoever, and they may have two left feet to class, but that's what they love to do, then let them do it. It's not like, you know, she's like, oh yeah, she has a bright future. She's going to do what she can to, you know, get them there, but it's that dancer that's going to get them, and their determination that's going to get them further.
And once again, at the end of that, Abby had the greatest comeback, because she really does have good comebacks.
Yeah,
and she said, how many of my girls are standing taller and sleeping better because of my dance class? And I was like, yeah, wow. Way to bring it around.
Yeah, it's confidence. It's discipline. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so at the competition, whoop, whoop.
We're standing taller, too, right?
I am. I'm trying to, like, work on my posture. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mia's up first with Bye,
job,
Felicia.
What'd you guys, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Bye. What'd you guys think of that?
Here are my thoughts.
We got 10 minutes, it looks like. So we gotta...
First of all, I didn't think that, especially for this being Nia's genre, that I think she could have really excelled in. I don't think she performed it as well as she could have. Mm-hmm. I think that some of her moves were not all the way through, and I think that she had the attitude, but I think she was a little in her head about it. And so I thought, okay, this was great, but I felt like it was a rehearsal, and that
she wasn't really in it.
There should have been notes afterwards. You know what I mean?
She wasn't in it to win it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't rock it hardcore.
Yeah. It's like you have to, because that's more of like a hip-hop kind of a style. You have to really make that your own. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you have to, like, hit those beats and, like, have that swag about it. But it just seemed
low.
A little, yeah.
You know, you gotta get low.
It seemed a little like, no, Felicia.
What's standing in her way? I really think, I love Nia. It's life experience. She doesn't have it inside. I know these girls get a lot of shade, but I don't think she has had that experience to go like, bye, Felicia.
No, I
kind of had like a Western accent when I did that.
She
definitely
has it. No. She has it because, you know, a few seasons ago when they did the dance-off at Hollywood and Highland, she was very sassy. She was very all like that and this and that.
She was different.
Yeah, and that clearly, she can clearly do that. So I don't know what happened with this.
Maybe she just had too much on her plate, like Abby said.
Yeah, you know, from the video rehearsals to this, like, I think it was a lot. And so, thank God she wasn't in the group dance because that would have been too much.
Yeah, agreed. And then the pressure for the solo.
Like, I'd almost like to see her do it again and just amp up the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's show business. You only get one time to shine. Mm. All right, Kalani, Shades of Grey, did she shine?
She did. I agree with Abby said breathtaking. I thought that was the perfect word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was telling that story all over her face. Mm. All over her face. Mm. Doing exactly what Abby asked her to do.
Telling the story.
See, I feel like she could have put... I feel like I wanted more emotion from her. I feel like she didn't... Oh, really? I feel like she...
Did you need a Maddie face?
No, I want a Kalani face. I felt like she stayed in her safe box. But again, you know, she's, you know, perfectly with technique and, like, the costume. But I just felt like she was like... Okay, I'm gonna turn, and then I'm gonna leave, and that's kind of the vibe I got from her. I didn't feel like either girl really was, like, wanting that, was out for blood for that solo.
I think they need to, like, become teenagers and have their heart broken once, and then both their dances would improve.
We might be right.
I think it's emotional.
Mm-hmm. And then we have a little powwow in the hallway, and Abby gives Kalani a huge hug, and she doesn't give the same to Nia.
And then, of course, the other moms, don't worry, Nia, she'll give you a hug. No, just wait. She'll do it. And I'm just like...
Shut up!
Mm-hmm. How embarrassing
is that? That's
how I
was, It was very uncalled for Abby, and it's very... That was... cruel.
Yeah.
You know, she can be like a disgusting beast sometimes in that way.
I almost kind of feel like I don't know if it was a cutaway from another expression or what, but she wasn't that impressed with Nia solo.
No, she wasn't.
And and I mean, I wouldn't have made that face, but my face was just kind of like,
Well, I was surprised that she did it in front of the other moms.
I was,
because she had to have known that would make her look terrible.
It was kind of tacky behavior, really. I mean...
Yeah. And then you guys, Erin walks in, and she blatantly walks in to the ALDC rehearsal room, or yeah, backstage room, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. That's right. And she wants to know about Nia's video. What was your take? Mm-hmm.
This is just Aaron trying to stir things up again, and for some reason, Holly is playing into it.
She bought
so
into
silly.
It.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron is there to mess with your team, including your daughter in the ALDC. Why would you play into that and kind of let her be like, oh, look how Abby's treating Nia, and we're here to congratulate Nia because no one else is.
But it wasn't
why,
authentic.
Why would you buy that?
Yeah.
It's so fake.
Did I miss something? Because I feel like I blinked and I missed a
reaction of the moms. It was weird editing. Because they did Melissa doing some big eye roll, but then the reaction didn't fit.
She said love it.
Yeah. And then Holly was like, it wasn't authentic. And I'm like, what more do you want from these women?
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I mean,
because they were annoyed about Aaron and the whole conversation. It wasn't about being negative.
It wasn't about Nia. It was about the fact that this woman came in and was just like, oh, so how's the video? Don't you have a group to go to?
Exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if it was the editing, but I did get a little bit annoyed with Melissa. Melissa and Jill with their reaction. I mean, it doesn't really seem like they're all that happy at all for her and her accomplishments, Nia. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they could be, like, a little bit more happy.
Supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that particular thing was more about Aaron.
I think they're
all
supportive, but whatever.
Okay. So then we got our group dances.
Yes. Woo! Last one standing with the covered heads, and I have to say that I those girls are good.
Wow.
I had the wow factor, but I just didn't get the storyline.
I actually really enjoyed it because visually it was, I thought it was very powerful. I thought that it was an interesting take on the number and the piece. I thought it was a little mature for this age group, but I thought that they danced beautifully with it.
They did. It was really interesting how the hoods really put the focus on the lead girl. I don't always like it when there's, you know, one lead
Aaron's
girl standing out.
All that stuff, too. And all
but
the
it's however. The last man standing.
Ooh, it was neat.
Yeah. She did a lot of tricks, that main girl.
Mm. My favorite was when they came out and they had, like, the fabric behind them and then they, like, let it go. And I was like, oh, that visually is just beautiful.
It was. This was one of my favorite non-ALDC dances that we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hate to say that about an MDP because they're just trying to focus on bringing down Abby. But it was good.
The costume really showed off the girls' like physique, like how it was backless. Like it was a beautiful lining too.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's get to the ALDC with the umbrellas. They stayed together.
They
did. The tank worked, moms. Yeah. Good job.
And they stayed in sync as well, which is was pretty tricky spatially. Yeah. I would think with those big.
Yeah, but for me,
Mackenzie off a little bit again.
I just wasn't a fan.
Was she?
I wasn't a fan in general.
No, I don't know why they needed these umbrellas.
She's just too small. Mackenzie's just too... She's physically too small to do the same movements in the same amount of space and time, and she just seems a little bit off all the time, but I don't think it's her fault.
No.
I guess I hate to say that every week, but I don't think it's her fault.
It's almost like...
another inch or two.
If the wind went... Mackenzie went...
The choreography got me, like, the really techniquey section in the beginning, and then, like, some of it was flexed feet, and then... And then they walked in a circle with like heel to toe instead of toe to heel. I didn't really get that, but it was just kind of like one tone. Like it was kind of long. I remember thinking like, gosh, this is long.
My favorite part was when they did that lineup though. And then they each split off. That was neat.
Mm-hmm, that was cute.
That was a neat part.
It wasn't one of my faves.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of that, let's get to the awards section with Teen Solo Awards. Miss Kalani comes in at third place, y'all.
Travesty.
She got robbed with that, like, emotion here or there, whatever. She did get robbed.
Blind. So. She was robbed blind.
Yeah. And then you guys, Nia comes in
first.
Comes in with first place.
Yeah.
Great.
And Abby goes, oh my God. Like she didn't want her to win. So
maybe the judges appreciated the personality.
I mean, listen,
you know?
I was
the tone of the dance.
I will not take away Nia's first place, but I was even kind of like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, that ain't right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But
she was...
It could have been better.
A close second to Kalani's first is what I would have bought.
Yeah. Right.
But I'm not taking away her first place. Congratulations on that, but...
Yeah, I thought she got great choreography. I really liked her number, but again, like what we said earlier, she could have pushed it. All right, groups. Second place, MDP. First place, ALDC with the Parasite.
Yeah. Again, I was just kind of like,
really?
Okay.
Yeah. I was holding my breath on this one. I wasn't sure that.
I thought for sure Aaron and her team would have.
I think they probably deserved it. I think. They probably did.
That ALDC did?
No, MDP.
Yeah.
I think they deserve first place. Yeah, I do. From what I saw.
I just wonder if there were so many intricate, technique-y things in the ALDC dance that it was, like, worth more points and just that they got more... Mm-hmm. They gave more credit for doing all that crazy stuff. Yeah.
Well, with Marietta, it just seemed like the one girl was, like, the highlighted girl, and she was the one doing all the tricks. So maybe they did get more points because they were together doing those moves.
Maybe.
So. Okay, all right. And backstage, Nia asks if this means that she's going to get to do a solo at Nationals. You guys, it was gutting.
I assumed this.
It really was gutting.
Didn't you assume that since she won?
No. I knew this was coming.
Yeah.
No
you
way.
Did?
Yes.
I thought, okay, she won, so she gets
Because Abby
solo.
Just set this whole thing up thinking, of course, Kalani's going to win, and I don't think that Nia was given that solo to even be competitive with Kalani. This was a shock. This is not what she wanted to happen, so of course she's going to switch it up, because that's not what she intended to happen. Mm-hmm. I wasn't surprised at all. It's not good. Shocked, yes. Surprised. Wait, those are the same. Those are synonyms.
Yeah.
Was that too many syllables for you, Tony?
Synonyms.
Yeah, so she's not necessarily getting a
I agree
solo.
With you on that. I think there's no doubt that Abby had that look in her face even during the competition that, like, I already know who's winning.
Yeah. But did you guys notice Nia's reaction? She really wasn't, like, she didn't look like... Like she just
Cause she expected it too.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
I think Nia's just kind of like whatever, lady. Whatever.
As she well should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take my my connections with Mikey and this new video.
I'm about to slay.
And my 2 million Twitter followers and take it to the bank. Yes. Whatever you pick me or not.
So. And then Abby gives her little bones. That's the thing, like little. Yeah. Little bits of encouragement.
Like to keep her going.
Yeah.
Just enough.
In my opinion, all the girls have won anyway because they're on a globally known television show and they're all modeling and getting all these opportunities. So what really is the solo anyway? They've already won anyway and they're doing a season 6. So.
Yeah.
I think that's a big takeaway tonight. All the girls are winners with us tonight.
Yes.
Yay. Well,
there you have it.
Right. Do we have any news and gossip, anybody?
Just have a little tidbit. I think we've all have been wondering what Kalani's reaction to Kira's pregnancy is. And we now know they released kind of a deleted scene last week. And then Kira gave an interview as well where she said Kalani sort of goes back and forth. She's really sort of concerned about how this will affect her and her dance life and the life that she knows. And she's a little bit upset that she's only going to have 4 years with this child, that she won't get to know him and he won't get to know her. But that she is ultimately happy as well for her mom in the situation. So apparently she goes back and forth, which is understandable, but I'm sure she'll be a great big sister.
I'm sure she will.
Yes.
And for those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, don't forget to go to the ALDC LA and meet Kendall this Friday at 6:30.
Sometime. Like that. Check Instagram.
Yeah. So there's going to be performance, photos, all that. Make sure you purchase your tickets. ALDC LA this Friday. Kendall K in the building. Check it out.
All right.
Yeah.
And next week, we're going to see the big episode of the opening of the ALDC. It's finally here.
Yay.
I know. Jeanette is back with her shenanigans, so hopefully no other insect episodes with or dance numbers, because I would hate to see you impersonate another insect, Tony. So, Tony, speaking of that, do you have any predictions for next week?
Of course I do. I always have predictions. There will be more fighting. More dancing, more dance moms drama.
I predict there might be a little more Tony Moore
that
next week.
Yeah,
there might be some JJ Schneider. There might be some Candace
Camacho. This is true because we was in the Hizzle for sure.
That's right, you guys. We were all at the opening of the ALDC LA.
And time.
And you guys can check out all of our. I know we all have videos and interviews and cool stuff photos.
They do.
We all have fun stuff. You got some.
And Tony's in them. I have an interview with Tony from that event.
That's awesome. So you guys can check out all of my stuff at ChristyReports.com and follow me at Instagram. I'm trying to build that up at ChristyReports. Thank you.
And of course, you can follow me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, LoungingWithTony.com.
Hey guys, check out some great ALDCLA opening videos on my YouTube page at JJ Snyder.
And you can check out my stuff on YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life, as well as Instagram. And my Twitter again is Candace_Macho. Thank you guys for watching.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.